Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I just know
that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I just know that God is good. Amen. 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 I want to take a few seconds to honor someone. Amen. A few weeks ago, I said that I would always be trying to give honor to our soldiers, those who are away from their families, those who are on the battlefield, those who are on the front line, so that we can live in peace and be safe in our homes and in our country and our communities, neighborhood, those who are away from their families, those who are sacrificing for us while we sleep in peace. They're up 3 o'clock in the morning on the wall watching for our safety. Amen. And I just want to give a shout out and just say a shout out to all my coworkers, amen, at the Dover Air Force Base at the Patterson Building, amen. Glory to God. I ask God to just keep that building safe on this evening, amen. Glory to God. I just want to send a shout out to a young lady there who I was hear her a few days ago sing when no one knew that she was singing. We all thought it was the radio. And as she stood in the middle of the floor singing a national anthem like a hummingbird, I mean, we all was in awe. And after she got finished, the applause, you would think that she was at the Carnegie Hall somewhere. But I just want to thank her for that rendition. And she had promised me that soon and very soon she's going to honor us with a song of worship. She's been rehearsing and she's trying to find the song, and we're going to allow her to do this live on Mount Carmel International Ministry Radio. Amen. So I want to give a shout out to Airman First Class Miss Angelina Peaks, the Dover Air Force Base, amen, and all the other soldiers who serve on a daily basis, be it on the line, be it security, be it at the mortuary, be it at the gym, wherever you serve, we honor you and salute you, and we praise you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we won't forget the praise. We won't forget the praise. We won't forget the power of praise on Wednesday morning, 6 a.m. Amen. Our very own, as she say, the one and only Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, in this time of conflict, in this time of the country going through the what we're going through, this is the perfect time to come together and rise early and give God honor and praise. See, prayer away anything. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. We want to thank her for the sacrifice of getting up early in the morning, seeking the Lord, and bringing us a word and bringing us her fellowship, bringing her energy, and most of all, bringing the anointing from the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I'd like to thank all our listeners once again who's been supporting us and who's been calling. And if you're a new caller, amen. Glory to God. We thank you for calling in and being a part of Mount Carmel Ministry Radio. Amen. Glory to God. There is a word on this evening. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Please have your Bibles. Please have an open mind. Please have the grace and the mercy of the Lord upon us. Let the favor of God come upon us. Let the grace of God fall upon you. Let the joy of the Lord fall upon you on this evening. There's no reason to be sad. God is with you. God is with you. He will never leave us nor forsake you. Right, listen, God will be your peace. Amen. Now listen, we shall walk in victory of Jesus Christ. Amen. He paid it all. He paid it all so that we can have liberty. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Listen. We're not of the world. We're not in the world. We are inheritance of the kingdom of God. We are kings and queens of the Most High God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're into taking titles, hallelujah, hallelujah, the title on your Fix It Six this evening will be It's About the Name. Hallelujah. The title is It's About the Name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was watching a TV show or something, just glancing by. You know, I really don't do the
talk shows too often, and just, you know, the conversation was getting kind of interesting, and I was listening to the young lady, and she was speaking, and, you know, she was talking about how she was trying to get into the colleges, and she was trying to get into certain kind of businesses, and she finally got in, you know, got somebody to see her, but nobody would never see her. You know, they just looked at her as a normal person. Yeah, we'll get back with you. We'll call you. Don't call us. We'll call you. You know, and all of those things they say. And she said she finally went somewhere, and she, you know, because she wasn't using her real name. She was just, she had made up a name. You know, she wanted to be a star, so she made up this Hollywood name, and she just made up a name, and she was like, this is not working. She said, I'm just going to tell them who I am. And she went in, and she used her real name. And come to find out, her father is a former governor of California, former Mr. America, Mr. Olympia a few times. And he's also a great actor named Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is, once you hear that name, the first thing, you know, really come to my mind is Arnold Schwarzenegger. And once she used the name, doors start opening. Once they heard her name, they gravitated to her. They invited her in. They opened her door. They opened arms. They, you know, they gave a gift. They, you know, they just showered her. We're like, wow, you're on a Schwarzenegger. They had so many questions. They forgot the reason why she was there. But because of the name, the doors open. Amen. And we're going to talk about the name on this evening. Amen. The very first scripture that I want to go to is the book of Psalms. Amen. Chapter 9, verse 10. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. You know, I'm laughing, but it's not funny. Somebody told me one time, you know, you say hallelujah a lot of times. Well, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it's not my strength that I'm here. It's not my strength that I speak. It is not my strength, because without God, I am nothing. Amen. Glory to God. It says, in those days, you know, your name will put their trust in you. Amen. I just want to go up a verse higher. Amen. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you, for you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Amen. Those who know your name. Amen. In the Old Testament times, who knew the name of the Lord were those who looked forward with saving faith to God's promised redemption, just as we look back with saving faith to the redemption accomplished already. Amen. Those who know his name. Those of us who know the name of Christ, know the power of Christ, know the blood still works, know the miracles Christ committed, the miracles that Christ has performed. We know the love of the Lord. Amen. We know what he went through. We know the sacrifices he made for us. We know the lashes he took. We know how he got spit on. We know how he got lied on. But he went through for us. Amen. Listen, we're going to get into, there's no name more greater than the name of Jesus. Yeah, we know Michael Jordan's a great basketball, but his name is not greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, Oprah Winfrey is powerful. She's rich. She has a lot of money, and she has a lot of clout. She has a lot of followers, but she is no, her name is not powerful or more mightier than Jesus. Amen. We have to start getting back to the point where we get to the name of the Most High God. We got to start looking up to the Most High God. You know, we get caught up in the celebrities. We get caught up in the athletes, and we get caught up in those who have things. But the Most High God has all power in his hands. There's nothing he can do but fail. Amen. There's nothing that we can't go to him and ask for. If it's lined up for his purpose for our life, that we can't have. We just have to be lined up. We have to be living a certain way. But his name on itself can make demons flee. His name can heal diseases. His name, in the name of Jesus, rise, Lazarus. The dead will rise. See, we got to get back to talking about Jesus. Yeah, Jesus, crying out, Jesus, because that's who I need. Amen. I need the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, Jesus. We know that song. Oh, that's a mighty song.
There's something about the name Jesus.
And we know it. Everybody who ever sung that song, everybody who ever heard that song, it just puts you in it's like there in the head, like you just stop and you remember what Jesus done for you. You remember the things he said and did. Every promise he ever made to us, from Adam and Eve in the garden to right now, God has always been good to us. He created us in his image, made us, listen, he has given us dominion over this earth. Yes, sin crept in, but because of Jesus, we still have a chance. We shall live and not die. We shall have everlasting life. Amen. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 63 for a second, and we're going to start at verse 13. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank your holy name, God. Yes, we do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 63, and I want to start at verse 13. Hold, let them through the deep as a horse in the wilderness, that they might not stumble. As the beast goes down into the valley, and the Spirit of the Lord causes him to rest. So you lead your people to make yourself a glorious name. Now hear me out. Look down from heaven and see from your habitation, holy and glorious. Where are your zeal and your strength, the yearning of your heart and your mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Doubtless, you are our father. Through Abraham, though Abraham was ignorant of us and Israel does not acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our Father, our Redeemer. From everlasting is your name. From everlasting, you are my Redeemer. You are my Father, which means you are my protector, my provider. You know everything about me. You created me. You knew me before I knew myself. Listen, it's in his name. We got to get back to calling out Jesus' name. You know, I hear people sometimes, you know, it was something reminded me or something told me. That's Jesus reminding you of what you forgot. That's Jesus reminding you of what he said for you to do. That's Jesus. You ever lose something? I learned this from the woman of God, my first lady. She told me, you know, I always wonder how she can go find stuff. She, you know, and I would speak that when I started losing stuff, she said, say, call on Jesus. Ask Jesus to remind you where it's at. Ask Jesus to show you where it's at. Ask Jesus which road to take. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I, as a man, I snuck and did it. I didn't do it out openly to her. You know, I started sneaking and do it. But I snuck and did it. And he would always show me where things was at. He would always show me what door he had open for me. And as I started doing it and kept doing it, I got a little boastful to her. I said, well, I know what I got to do. I ain't going to keep on looking for nothing. I'm going to go ask Jesus. I ain't doing all that. Ask Jesus which way to go. I ain't doing all that. Jesus, who should be in my circle? Who shouldn't be here? You got to ask Jesus and you got to listen. And the bottom line to this is, whatever he says do, you have to do it willingly. Ain't no, oh, you sure that's you, God? Nope, willingly. Because you seek him, you ask him, and he gave you the answer. And believe it, it may not seem like it, but the answer he gives us is the right answer. It may not seem like it then. Oh, but it's that right answer. I am so pleased, and I am so wonderfully that his power and his love for me directs me on a daily basis. When he wakes us up in the morning and let us take that first breath and open our eyes and our feet hit the floor, we're not doing that on our own. It's his power. It's his love for us. It's his name. You know, I listened to an old Mahalia Jackson song, and she said Jesus told the angels to touch her in his name. It's in the name that we woke up. It's in his name. He told the angels, go wake them up this morning. Go heal that wound. Go take that illness away from them. Go clear my atmosphere. go fight their battles for them. It's in his name he does these things, and he has given us power to call on his name. He has given us power to call on the angels that's assigned to us. We have to use the tools that Jesus has given us to be successful in living for him and directing the lost to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I would like for you, if you will, go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 8 through 13. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. I know some of y'all know this scripture already. To God, thank you, Lord, anyway. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, I'm coming from the New King James Version, amen. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, feed us, Jesus. Feed us wisdom. Feed us love. Feed us health. Feed us prosperity. Feed us strength. Feed us divine understanding of you. Feed us obedience. Feed us love for our neighbor. Feed us love for our enemy. Feed us success. Feed us a power of praise and glory unto you. Remind us it's your name that gets the glory. Remind us that it's all because of you, our glory God. That should be our daily bread. When he feed us our daily bread, he's feeding us life. He's feeding us understanding. He's feeding us truth. He's feeding us direction. He's feeding our eyesight. He's opening your third eye. He's showing you traps that's set before you that you don't even see yet. He's showing you what door to go through. He's showing you what door not to go through. He's shutting doors in the obedience of knowing and trusting God. You don't try to open those doors back up. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation. Don't say Jesus led you into sin. The Bible just said, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. It is your name that we call upon, God. It is your name that moves mountains. It is your name that brings joy. It is your name that heals the dead, that raises the dead, heals the sick. It is your name, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to stay in the book of Matthew, and we're going to go right to chapter 18, amen, verse 20. Hallelujah. We have scripture this evening. Oh, yes, we have scriptures this evening because I never wanted to be thought of that I am coming up with my own logic. I am coming up with my own understanding. I will have to, anything that I say or teach or try to preach will be coming from the Word of God. And the Bible is here to back it up. That's why I say, please have your Bibles so you can go along with me. You can study yourself. You can follow me and see that it's not me, but it's the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, we're at. In my name, I am there in the midst with them. Oh, if we come together in Jesus' name, and we touch and agree, and we on one accord, and we declare and decree in Jesus' name, anything that we ask shall come to pass. And see, sometimes we do stuff with the wrong heart. We do stuff with the wrong motives. We asking God for things that's not going to give him glory. We want stuff. And God is trying to empower us and impact us with wisdom and more to be more like him. His DNA, he's trying to transform his DNA, more of his DNA into our spirit. He's trying to give us more spiritual DNA like him, more spiritual love, more spiritual insight, more faith in him. So we'll be able to do the things that Christ said we'll be able to do in his name when we come together. For where there are two or three are gathered, come together in my name. Not just come by and hang out. Not just come by and see if there's anything to eat. Not come by to gossip. Come by together in my name. And I'll make some things burn out of your life. I'll burn some sinful things out of your life. I'll burn some pain out of your life. I'll burn the illness out of your life. I'll tear those things down. I'll tear down every mountain, every stronghold, if you come together in my name and ask me. When was the last time we asked God for something for someone else? To deliver someone else from illness or health issues or lack of, or when did we just say, Lord, bless them. Give them my portion in this season. Oh, if you can just do that, give them my portion in this season. Oh, my God. We don't want to do that. Hallelujah. If we gather together in his name, we can move mountains. We can bring the lost into the light, show them the way to Christ, let Christ work in their life, and let Christ raise them up to do the same as he has done for us. We got to come together in Jesus' name. Instead of asking for stuff, we have to get power and wisdom and understanding how to fight the woes of the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stay in the book of Matthew. Oh, that's my name. Let's stay in the book of Matthew and go to chapter 24 for me. And we're going to start at verses 5 to 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Chapter 24, verses 5 through 8. Amen. Take heed that no one deceive you. For many will come in my name, saying what? I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. Now, God just said, don't even worry about all this corona stuff. Don't worry about what the world is going through. Don't worry about diseases that's in the atmosphere. Don't worry about that kind of stuff, that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Must come to pass. Look at that. Must come to pass. Hallelujah. This indicates a divine logical necessity. Such things will happen because of the people's sin. False messiahs has existed before. They just ain't come around. Oh, no, they ain't just come around. They have existed, amen, before. And false preachers will come in the future. And I just want to back these statements up because I don't want you just thinking I'm saying something. I'm going to back, just word this out with me, and I'm going to come back to this and back it up. But we got to go and remember, verse 7 says famines and earthquakes. these disasters are more fully described if you go into the book of Revelation. And for those who have read the book of Revelations, understand that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But verse 6 says, it must come to pass. So I want to go to the book of Acts real quick. Amen. If you want to go with me, you can. If you want to sit still and just let the car run, you can do that. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want you to waste no gas. I don't think you'll waste it if you go with me. But, you know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Acts 20, verse 29. And it says, for I know this, departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also from among yourselves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things. They draw away the disciples after themselves. God is warning us, telling us that be careful. That's how he loves us so much. Be careful. They're going to use my name. Be careful. They're going to have false doctrine. Be careful. He said, these savage wolves will come. Savage wolves will come among you. And they won't even spare the flock. You have to be so careful, leaders, when you let people on that platform, when you give people that platform, when you have to lead a church, what leader are you leading in that position? Are they really the shepherd they say they are? Or are they a wolf in sheep clothing? Are they trying to steal your ministry, shatter your ministry, let the sheep scatter? We have to be careful. God is letting us know, be careful. Yeah, they sound like they know me, and they know me. But you got to test every spirit by the spirit and know it's of the Lord. Hallelujah. I know you probably don't believe me. So let's go to the book of 2 Corinthians. I keep saying I got gas money this week. God has blessed me. I have gas money this week. I can drive a little bit. I can ride around the Bible and find something. You know, I can ride around the city to find stores. I'm going to ride around this Bible and find a word. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter, and we're going to start at verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministry also transformed themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Amen. Glory to God. And verse 14, transform himself into an angel of light. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't make the mistake of believing that evil always appears grotesque or ugly or repulsive. Satan's main tool is deception. And he is quite capable of making evil appear beautiful. Yeah, he's fine, good hair, pretty eyes, but is he of God? Oh, yeah, she got a Coca-Cola bottle figure, good bank account, pretty skin, talk real nice, but is she of God? Nice car, how did you get it? The enemy will make evil things look beautiful. God has given us ammunition on tonight. God is opening our eyes on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We have no excuses no more. I'm out for excuses. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I want to let that marinate for a little bit. Can I let that marinate for a little bit? Amen. Can I just let it marinate for a little bit? Hallelujah. And just pray on it. Just pray on it a little bit while we go for intermission. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know you.
If I have
God.
The pleasure,
I know you are good, God.
Christ.
Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank you. Because without you, I am nothing, God.
tell him yet?
Yes.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I will. I leave my home. Somebody say it. Say it. Granddaddy up these steps here. Come on. I'm changing.
I'm changing.
Come on, man. Oh, I'm changing, Lord. I won't ever be the same. Turn me around. Oh, you planted my feet. just won't ever be the same.
I have to be with you.
Yes, I'm changing.
Every day you're changing.
Something got a hold on me.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you got a hold on me.
Got a hold on me.
You got a hold on me. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. Ooh, something got a hold on me. Oh, I hope it's the Holy Ghost. Oh, I hope it's the Holy Ghost, because sometimes some things can get a hold of us and it ain't got nothing to do with God. Amen, glory to God. I'm just going to keep it real. That's what I do. Amen, glory to God. Sometimes we allow things and people to get a hold of us and it ain't got nothing to do with God. And then when the circumstances, when the consequences come, what name do we call for help, to be rescued, for forgiveness? Let's just call Jesus for instead of putting ourselves in a position where we got a calling for things that we done got ourselves into for him to get us out, let's call on his name to prevent our minds from wandering in those directions, from our bodies from wandering in those directions. The flesh wants what it wants. It battles the spirit almost every day, if not every day, and because we want our spirit, man, to be champions. Amen. Glory to God. I'm not going to keep you long on this evening. We have a few more scriptures, and if you'll just continue to ride with me. I know you're not under curfew. I know that you can, I know you got your permit and your license, so we can keep on driving. Amen. It's going to be all, this is like a long distance cruise. We're just going to look at it as a family outing. You know, all my brothers and my sisters, we're just going to go on a family outing and we're going to ride for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Turn with me to the book of John at, amen, chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you. If you're having a good time in the Lord this evening, please give him a hand clap of praise. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, man. Amen. 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 Glory to your name, God. We appreciate you. We thank you. We worship you. We lift you up and we glorify you on this evening. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen. He gave the right, and it refers to the legitimate entitlement to the position and of his of the position of the children of God. Amen. By believing and undeserving sinners, we can become full members of God's family. Us. Undeserving sinners. Now, maybe I can speak for myself. I know I am an undeserving sinner. I am undeserving for God's love. I am undeserving of his blood. I am undeserving of his grace. I am undeserving of his mercy. Oh, but because he forgave me. Oh, because he touched me and changed me. Oh, because he called my name. Oh, because he called me friend. Oh, because he wakes me up in the morning. Oh, because he guides my feet. Oh, because he touches my heart. Oh, because he engulfs me with his love. Oh, I am his. And no one or nothing can take that away from me. Amen. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Let's go to the book of Acts, amen, chapter 4. Yes, 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 amen. Hallelujah. The book of Acts, chapter 4, it's all about the name, amen. Glory to God. Chapter 4, and we're going to go to verse 10 to 13, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man stands here before you whole. Amen. He stands before us whole, even though they crucified him, everything they tried to do, he stands, and we got to stand on his every word. Amen. Glory to God. Whatever word he's ever given you, whatever promise he's ever made you, whatever dream that he's given you, whatever he's ever told you to write down and make it plain, and what if he says coming to pass, it's coming to pass. Don't worry about circumstances. Don't worry about what it looked like. Don't worry about nothing that's going on in the world. You are not of the world. You don't have to worry about the problems of the world. Don't worry about the cares of the world. Worry about the man of God, Jesus, even after being crucified, stands. Amen. He still stands. Not only do he stand, but he stands before us whole, mighty, strong, loving, caring, all knowledgeable, all powerful, almighty, still the creator, still able to raise the dead, still able to kill any disease, any illness, still able to cure any disease and alien, still able to move mountains, still able to command the stars, the sun to shine, the moon to light. He is still able to control everything in the seas. He is still able to create and speak into existence anything. He's standing before us whole. His name is mighty, glorious, and all-loving. Amen. I'm going to close this portion of this six on this evening with the book of Zechariah. Hallelujah. Go with me to the book of Zechariah. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, it's a book called Zechariah. Yes, I know. Yes, it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank him for this scripture. When I read this scripture, I said, Lord, thank you for directing my path. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to start at verse 7. Amen. I'm going to start at verse 7. And we're going to end at verse 9, amen, and bear with me, because we're going to talk about that sword, we're going to talk about my shepherd, and we're going to talk about how God refines us, amen. Now, let me read the scripture, and then I'll go back to verse 7 and verse 9 and discuss a few things, if it's okay with you, amen. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is my companion, says the Lord of hosts. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. Then I will turn my hand against the little ones, and it shall come to pass in all the land, saith the Lord, that two-thirds in it shall be cut off and die, but one-third shall be left in it. I will bring the one-third through the fire, will refine them as silver, and refine and test them as gold is tested. How many know when you test gold, that goes through the fire, burns off the impurity, and after the gold comes, they weigh it. It's been tested. We're going to talk about that, amen. They will call on my name, and I will what? Answer them. I will say, this is my people, and each one will say, the Lord is my God. Hallelujah. How many of us can say that right now in the evening, that the Lord is really your God, that Jesus is really your God, that Jesus is really your Savior, that he is really your provider, he is really your way maker, he is really, really, really the love of your life. He is the Alpha and Omega in your life. He is the creator of all things. He has made nothing, nothing that is not as good. Can you really say that and mean it? I don't want church etiquette. I want you to remember, I want you to have that portion of your heart, knowing that God has your heart, he has your mind, he has your body, and he has your soul, he has your spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, sword. The sword is an instrument of death. It's likened to a warrior being roused for action. The Lord commands the sword to strike the Messiah. Amen. Now hear me out. My shepherd. This indicates that the death of Jesus was not an accident, but it was divinely determined. Don't never think God, Jesus' death was an accident. This thing was divinely determined. It says refine them. The smelting pot uses intense heat. It says flame on to separate the dross from pure metal. Once refined, precious metal must be analyzed to determine its value. We got to be analyzed by Christ to analyze. We have to be analyzed to determine our value. Because we can say a lot of things, but are we really who we say we are in Christ? Are we really who we say we are in Christ? Do we really on a daily basis operate a likeness of Christ? Do we reflect a likeness of Christ when we're not around other saints, when we're not in the church, when we're not in a home? Do we, sometime in a home we can act up, but do we really reflect Christ-like attributes when we are out and about in the midst of the world, in the midst of the saints, in the midst of the sinners, in the midst of darkness, where no one can see us, but Jesus sees us. But if no one is around, do we reflect Jesus? Do that heat that burnt off all our nastiness and weaknesses, is it purified? Does the melting pot, if it turns up under us enough to burn out our wicked ways, if it turned up enough to burn out our wicked thoughts, if it turned up enough that you can still love your enemy, if it burned up enough that you are not holding animosity in your heart against someone, or you said you forgave them and you said you forgive them, but you're still holding animosity in your heart. You're still walking around with envy and jealousy in your heart towards someone else. You're still upset that God blessed someone else and didn't bless you yet. Is our reflection of Jesus. Hallelujah. I just was led this evening, and I asked God to allow me to go to the Old Testament as well as the New Testament and give us a few scriptures on healing.
I water the atmosphere for healing on this evening. And it's not a fear factor for the corona disease. Healing of someone's mind on this evening. Healing of someone's broken heart. It's healing for someone that may be grieving. Healing on someone's health. They want to get healthy again. They want to laugh and be joyous again. Healing of the mind. Breakthroughs for all the tricks that the enemy plays on our mind. Hallelujah. Just wants us to do like the Bible said, gather together, touch and agree in his name, and he will make it happen. So let's gather together, touch and agree for the healing of someone. We might not know them. We might know someone who wants to be healed. We might know someone who needs healing. Put their name in the atmosphere on this evening. Send it up to the Lord. We're gonna back it up with scripture. But as we read these scriptures, call out the person's name. Call out the individual's name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, God, I love you. The book of Isaiah 53, 5 and 4 says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered himself punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. If you know someone who needs to be healed, call their name. If you're operating in cancer, Lord, heal the cancer. Heal the diabetes. Heal the Tourette syndrome. Heal the nervous breakdown. Heal the broken bones. Heal the broken heart, God. Jeremiah 37 says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Deuteronomy 32:29-39 reads, see now that I myself am he. There is no God besides me. I put to death, and I bring to life. I have wounded, and I will heal. And no one can deliver out of my hand. And this is a great one. Oh, this is a great one. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my attentive to the prayers offered in this place. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 through 15. You restore to me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Book of Isaiah chapter 38, verse 16 to 17. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 33 and 6. Dear friend, I pray you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. 3 John, verse 1, chapter 2. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 19. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bone. We just won't keep it real. Proverbs 17 and 22. There is time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time and distress. Isaiah 33 and 2. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you enjoyed those scriptures, and I pray that we touched and agreed, and someone gets healed on this evening, someone gets delivered on this evening. But if you enjoyed those scriptures and they did anything for your spirit, if they uplifted your spirit, those are prayers for the nations. A book by our very own Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Such powerful words of God, such powerful scriptures of wisdom, healing, deliverance. There are so many beautiful prayers in this book. And I ask you, at this time, you know, the way the world is going, we need prayer. And for those who can't pray, just call God's name, call Jesus' name. But I ask you to go on Amazon, wherever books are sold, Prayer for the Nations by Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Wonderful, wonderful anointed prayers. The book was inspired by the Holy Ghost and packed by the Word of God. They are full with her testimonies. Her testimonies are proof of answered prayers. God is real to her. He keeps his promises to her. After praying these prayers, you will see the infallible proofs of God's actions working behind the scenes of the spoken word over our lives. These prayers are going to boost our faith as you see the manifestation and activities in your life with demonstration. Our families, our children, our spouses, our jobs, finances, overcoming adversities, and causes us to rise up. Faith is action. And we will testify the goodness of God and see our prayers come into pass. I really, really ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, if there's anything you're going through, not just healing, substance abuse, prosperity, husband to wife, wife to husband, children, lack, this book. And don't look at it as a book. Look what's in the book. Look at the power in the book. Look at the fire that's in the book. Look at the medicine that's in the book. The medicine is prescribed by Christ. He wrote the prescription. He wrote the prescription for us. Prayers for the Nation, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Look it up. Amen. Hallelujah. This has been your Fix It 69, being your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. I would like to just thank everyone once again for your support, for tuning in. And I hope you got your fix on this evening. And I just want to say, don't be dismayed. Don't be weary. Don't be down and out. God has an answer for everything. Some things we just have to go through. Sometimes God is just trying to get our attention again. Some of us have walked away from the church. We've walked away from prayer. We've walked away from Christ. And he just had to shake us up sometimes. It's almost like when your natural father puts you on punishment. You can't go outside. You can't look at TV. You can't do this. You can't. Sometimes God just has to shake us up to bring us together, to remind us that he is still in charge. Because sometimes we get out of hand. You know, you get a little older, you want to talk back, stick your chest out. You know, you get a couple peach fuzz on your chin, you think you've grown. You know, you develop, you know, female ways. You develop a little bit and think you've grown. Sometimes God has to shake us up. Wait a minute. I created the earth, the seas, the moon, and the stars, and everything in it. I'm still in control of this. And I'll allow anything I want to happen, and I'll stop it when I want to. But I need you to remember that I am still in charge, and I need you to come back home. So sometimes he do it his way. Now, I'm not saying that's what's going on. But as a believer of Christ, I just believe he'll shake us up. And I'm going to let him shake my life up any way he wants. And I'm still going to be obedient. And I'm still going to be respectful. And I'm still going to walk and trust and believe that God is in charge. So in the midst of all these things, and if you're not doing nothing on Sundays, don't stay home. Don't let the enemy fool you. If you're in the Delaware area, Mount Carmel International Church doors will be open, 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D, Dover, Delaware, 19904 at 8 a.m. is our morning glory service. And for other information, you can call 302-883-9799, and we will give you any information, answer any questions, pray with you. The phone number again, once again, is 302-883-9799. You will hear a live voice, not a recording. We won't push you through this one, push you through that one. We will spend time and allow the men and women of God to minister to the need of the people. Amen. We just don't want to, we're not going to close our doors. Our doors are open. Amen. And I'm not saying nothing about those who are closing their doors. I'm just letting the people that are listening, and I'm putting it out there. Mount Carmel International Church doors will be open, 1406 Forest Avenue, Unit D, Dover, Delaware, 8 a.m. Amen. Come by and fellowship with us. Come by and have prayer service with us. Come by and take communion with us. Come by and rejoice in the Lord with us. Come by and cry with us. Come by and shout with us. All are welcome. We will leave no man behind. I hope you enjoyed your fix on this evening. Until we see each other again, always remember that in this season, doors are opening. And don't hang up. Just listen.
Oh, crap.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, ask him to open the door. It's open door season. Like the hunters say, it's hunting season. It's open door season. It's spiritual opening door season. God is opening doors for those who trust and believe that he still has the key to each and every door. What key has God given you to open the door? This has been your 666, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Have a blessed, wonderful, peaceful, prosperous, joyous, loving, kind, joyous